USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vote counting continues in North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada, where the races between President Trump and former Vice President Biden remain too close to call. The Trump campaign has filed suits in Pennsylvania and Nevada attempting to halt counting. They had suits pending in Michigan and Georgia. A judge in Georgia dismissed the campaign suit after finding no evidence of the ballots referenced in their filing were received after the Election Day deadline. So when will Nevada stop counting?
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has 6 electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the silver state could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The United States has set another record for coronavirus cases. An additional 109,858 people tested positive on Thursday, eclipsing Wednesday's record total by more than 5,000 cases. Hospitalizations also remain on the rise, with areas in the Midwest and Southwest the hardest hit. The Centers for Disease Control said Thursday that the first round of COVID-19 vaccinations should go to healthcare workers when it's available. The CDC says vaccinating the frontline doctors and nurses caring for COVID patients would help quell the pandemic the fastest. The CDC says the next groups that should be in line for the vaccine would be the most vulnerable groups, anyone highly susceptible to the disease because of underlying medical conditions, and those 65 and older. Wall Street continued its post-election surge, finishing in the green for the fourth straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 542 points to gain 2% on the day. The S&P 500 added another 1.9%, and the Nasdaq continued its climb, adding 2.5% to close at nearly 12,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The four officers accused of the death of George Floyd will be tried together.
A judge on Thursday declined to change location of the trial for the four former Minneapolis officers charged in the death of George Floyd and ruled they will be tried in a single proceeding. Defense teams argued their clients should face separate trials as each officer tries to diminish their own role in Floyd's death by pointing fingers at the others. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill ruled after attorneys also argued that pretrial publicity will make it impossible for a fair trial. They claim that protesting outside makes it unsafe for defendants and that jurors could be affected by chants from the crowd. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Judge Cahill said the complications of separate trials were too great and that trying the officers together would ensure that the jury understands all the evidence and the complete picture of Floyd's death. The Justice Department announced Thursday the largest ever seizure of cryptocurrency. Thousands of bitcoins that were linked to the sale of drugs and illicit goods from the dark website Silk Road were seized this week by law enforcement. That added up to $1 billion worth of bitcoin. Silk Road was shut down in 2013 and was a site where users could buy and sell drugs and illegal services like hacking. Investigators say the bitcoins seized this week were linked to profits from those illegal transactions. No charges were filed against any individual in the seizure, and the government will still need to prove to a judge that those profits were made in the process of committing a crime in order to keep the funds. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.